Welcome to today's Main Ingredient, a program designed to help you bring local farm fresh food to your table. I'm your host, Mickey Useups, and my guests today are farmer Brian Fox from Salem Mountain Natural Vegetable Farm near Weymar, Pennsylvania, and Chef Ben Cooper from Here and Now Brewing Company in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. We'll be talking about today's main ingredient, asparagus. And I have to say, gentlemen, I'm very excited that asparagus is our first vegetable in our series, mostly because it is the one vegetable I feel like I know a little bit about, probably just enough to be dangerous. And it is one of my favorite vegetables, although I often say I'm not particularly vegetable savvy. So this is a journey for me and our listeners at the same time to learn from you folks all about the wonders of asparagus. The one thing I do know about asparagus, Brian, is that it is a perennial. So like your lilies or your black-eyed Susan, it comes up every year. Can you tell me a little bit about how it grows on the farm?
Well, asparagus, it really likes a very rich, well-drained soil. It really likes sand to grow in, but basically there's a couple ways to get asparagus. You can buy seeds and start them yourself, or you can buy what's called a rhizome or plants that are 1 to 2 years old. Kind of looks like an octopus. With a little bud at the center, and then its tendrils hanging off that. Basically, you dig a trench, well composted in the trench, and then you lay your crowns in the trench about a foot apart, and then just cover it with enough soil so that you can't see the crowns. And then the asparagus will begin growing, and then once it starts growing, then you continue filling the trench in around the asparagus. And then first year, the ferns, which is the top part of the asparagus, that we eat. When it first comes out of the ground, it looks like a spear. But as it gets taller and taller and continues to grow, it opens up and we call that a fern, but it actually looks like dill. It's much bigger. I've seen it 6-8 feet tall and a stalk as big around as a broom handle. But once you plant the asparagus, you don't actually get to eat any for at least a year. 2 years is probably better. And then the patch really doesn't get really going good until about the fourth to fifth year. So a well-maintained patch could last 25, 30 years.
Wow, that long. So this huge stalk that you saw, many feet tall and big around, would that still be edible?
Well, it would be. When it first comes out of the ground, we've had some asparagus that's over an inch in diameter, which is completely tender when it's first coming out of the ground. Once it begins to elongate, There's a certain point there where the stent, just to support itself, it makes a lot more lignin and it becomes almost like a tree.
This isn't like you plant it this spring and you're going to have asparagus in a month.
No, this is a long-term project. You really, and where you put it, you know, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not going to build a shed there or you want a patio there in 3 years, you know. So wherever you put asparagus, know that it's going to be there for a good portion of your life.
One of the really cool bits of information I came across in preparing for this interview, asparagus grows wild in North America.
Yes.
I did not know that. Apparently it grows to be at the edges of the field. I'm assuming that's probably where it finds that sandy, well-drained, rich soil that it's looking for. What are some of the challenges to growing it in the field though?
Well, we grow it organically, and probably the two major things. One is weed control. We mow the asparagus off either late fall or early spring. And then we set our rototiller to very shallow and we'll rototill the top of the bed just to kind of break up and to get rid of any weeds that are growing. We didn't get to it this year, but we're going to begin trying it in the next few years, is covering the entire bed with a piece of tarp for the winter. Basically, I don't know if you've ever left a board or a piece of tarp or something sitting on the ground. 2 months later, there's no grass growing under there. It's just dirt. The worms and bacteria have eaten up everything. Yeah. So we're going to try that as a long-term for weed control. And then the other thing, there's a beetle called asparagus beetle. It loves asparagus. It's not that detrimental to an established crop. Your first and second year planting, what can happen is the asparagus beetles will strip off all of the tender outside of the asparagus fern and essentially kill it. When you harvest it, you're basically bent over the entire time you're harvesting it. So the asparagus, the crown that I was talking about planting earlier, that's basically where your asparagus spears will come from. And they'll actually grow up through the soil, push through the soil. And when the asparagus is anywhere from 8 to 16 inches tall, that we call that a spear. Basically, you just bend over and you can either break it off or you can cut it right at the ground level. Biggest patch that my cousin's father planted, which was 7 300-foot rows of asparagus. I could pick 120 pounds off there in about 4 hours.
It's a short season for asparagus. Yeah. A lot of work, but it only lasts for a little while.
6 to 8 weeks is about it. I've seen it coming out of the ground in the middle of April, but it's pretty slow growing by then. But normally our season here is about around the first week of May till about the third week of June. And then that's about it.
Fantastic. And that's actually an excellent segue to the next section of our program, where we're talking about what we do with asparagus once we cut it off from the plant at the farm and get it to the farmer's market or to the store. And our chef today is Ben from the Here and Now Brewing Company in Honesdale, PA, where they make some amazing different kinds of food. We're using a lot of local ingredients. And Chef Ben, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
The first question is, okay, when you go to buy asparagus, whether it's at the farmer's market or at the store, how do you know how much you need?
I think it all depends on exactly how you're going to use it. I am also a huge fan of asparagus. And as you guys mentioned, the short season here locally, I tend to eat a lot of it myself. I usually use it as sort of a focus, like the main component of dinner sometimes. So you're looking for about 3/4 of a pound, 1/2 pound per person. As a side dish, I think 1/4 pound is fine.
Everybody cuts asparagus. You cut the bottoms off. My understanding is you don't necessarily have to do that.
Yes, that is correct. Since the dawn of time, since people started eating asparagus, there's sort of, especially as cooks and in kitchens, a lot of times we'll see and sort of taking one stalk and just putting each end in both hands and bending, then where that stalk snaps usually is a gauge of where you'll line that up with the rest of them. And a lot of chefs will just cut off the ends there and throw them out, as they tend to be a little bit more fibrous and woody towards the bottom of the stem. And that is pretty wasteful to throw them out. You know, a little bit more time intensive, but well worth it is to actually just take the whole stalk and peel it. A vegetable peeler works pretty well, but also a sharp paring knife starting at the bottom where you can kind of put the tip of the knife in and sort of feel the tough outer skin, and then angling the knife up towards the stem and just removing that sort of fibrous peel on the outside. Depending on where the farmers are harvesting that asparagus from, I've found a lot of times in farmers markets and locally that the entire stalk is edible. It's sometimes more in grocery store and stuff when they're looking for bunches that are totally uniform. And when you do that, you're liable to have them cut more towards the soil where the plant's growing. So it will be a more fibrous stem. But peeling from the bottom towards the tip of the stalk is a good way to get the most out of your asparagus.
If you do that, is there any special way you need to store it then?
The thing about asparagus is it will lose its freshness quite quickly after harvesting. A lot of the sugar that's stored in the plant, a lot of that sugar gets eaten up by the plant as it sits. So to slow that, we want to try to get it cold as soon as possible. And also, if you have the space in your refrigerator, to treat the stalks just as you would cut flowers, where you can just remove 1/4 inch of the bottom and then fill a container with a little bit of cold water and stick these stalks with the bottom in just a couple inches of water in your fridge like that. But also, if you're limited on space, simply just taking some paper towels and soaking them in some cold water and wrapping them around the asparagus and then putting them in a plastic bag will help prolong the shelf life.
How do you like to cook? What do you like to do with asparagus?
One of the first things that I like to do after peeling is blanching, basically cooking the asparagus a short amount of time in a big pot of boiling salted water. And what this is going to do is really help preserve that awesome bright green color. We're also going to get a little bit of seasoning from that salt in the water to just sort of bring out the bright, you know, asparagus flavor that's in there. I find it much easier to cook after blanching, whether it be on the grill, roasted, in the oven, sauteed. are a couple of my favorite methods, but starting off with cooking them for 3 to 4 minutes in that hot salted water is really just going to bring out a lot of flavor, keep the color, and really let you put it in a plethora of different recipes depending on your taste. After the blanching, if you're going to use, you know, sauteed and some garlic butter and lemon juice, which is a really classic preparation, you can just take tongs and just get the asparagus right out of the water while it's still warm, put it in a pan with the butter, garlic, and just finish cooking to your liking that way. But I really like asparagus used in cold preparations, because again, being in the spring and there's just sort of this abundance of fresh, green, delicate vegetables coming out. So after blanching for a couple of minutes, you can fill a pot with nice cold salted ice water and then dunk the stalks into that. And that will stop the cooking process. And then you can cut them further. You can shave them further. You can add them to salads or use them as garnishes for cold preparations like that.
And I know you'll be sharing a recipe with us. We're not going to go through the recipe, but can you tell us a little bit about what it is and why you chose it?
I'd love to. It's actually, we were talking a little bit earlier about utilizing all of the vegetable and to optimize, you know, its tenderness and everything. Utilizing that in a broth or like a vegetable stock is one of my favorites. Also, if you did go the peeling route, all of those peels that you remove from the stock simmered in just water with some other aromatics makes a really, really awesome asparagus broth. And that can be used as a lot of bases for soups, to cook with, to saute with. A glass of cold asparagus stock in the morning is actually really tasty and a great way to start your day. Very healthy. I'm going to share a recipe that is utilizing the whole asparagus from soup to nuts, and sort of how you can take, you know, your peelings and your scraps, make a really nice seasoned broth, and then use the rest of the stock as sort of your garnish or the meat to go along with this broth as well.
Well, gentlemen, I'm really excited. That was a great discussion about the wonders of asparagus. Joining us now is registered and licensed dietitian and certified diabetes educator, Carol Kinnear, who's also the community health manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. She's here for some words about the advantages of eating today's main ingredient, asparagus. Carol, welcome to the program. Most asparagus is green, and that usually means healthy to those of us who are not particularly vegetable savvy. But asparagus has a lot going for it when it comes to nutrition. Can you talk a little bit about its place in a healthy diet?
So like you said, Mickey, asparagus does come in green, but it also comes in purple and white. Despite the different colors, asparagus does have many health benefits. The most important thing about asparagus, it's really packed with nutrients. It has tons of vitamins. It has vitamin A, vitamin C, E, K, vitamin B6, as well as some other nutrients like folate, iron, copper, calcium, and a little bit of protein. It's also rich in antioxidants, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I think the best part about asparagus, it's actually low in calories and low in fat with the amount of volume you get from asparagus. So for example, 1 cup of asparagus has only 32 calories. What does 32 calories equal? It actually equals 1.5 Hershey Kisses, but the health benefits are so much better.
And it also contains a lot of water, which helps with weight loss.
It does. So, you know, when you talk about some other health benefits, asparagus, it helps you feel less bloated and it helps promote weight loss. And how it does this is asparagus actually contains a specific amino acid called asparagine, which is a natural diuretic. You lose excessive water, excessive salt, which in turn can make you feel less bloated. And if you have high blood pressure, it can help you control your blood pressure. Asparagus is also loaded with fiber, both insoluble and soluble fibers, which help your cholesterol level. If someone does have diabetes, higher fiber has been known to help stabilize blood sugars. Also, the best benefit to a fiber is making you feel full. When you feel full, you eat less, and that helps promote weight loss.
Does it matter how it's cooked?
With any kind of vegetable, and even especially asparagus, you don't want to overcook it, because when you overcook or boil any kind of vegetable, especially asparagus, you may leach, meaning let go a lot of those nutrients and vitamins that I talked about. So cooking it just to that tender point keeps a lot of those nutrients, does release a lot of those health benefits and those vitamins and nutrients when you cook it.
Well, thank you very much, Carol. We'll be checking back with you each week as we talk about the different main ingredient.
Thank you so much, Mickey, for having me on the show today.
To learn more about today's main ingredient, our recipes, and our guests, visit us on the web at www.seedsgroup.net. Thank you, everyone out there, for joining us for today's main ingredient. I'm your host, Mickey Uzups. Our program is produced by Seeds of Northeastern Pennsylvania to promote renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, and sustainable living.